Welcome to the Nigerian Experience Podcast. I'm your host again, Timo, and we are here again to give you guys everything. Okay. I brought a lot for you guys today. My guys, I'm here. I'm not just here alone. I'm with my guys. The gang, as usual. What's good, guys? People should.
What's up, Timo?
What's good?
I'm here to drag. I am here to drag people. I am not a man of love. I am a man of war. War to the foundation of in America.
Man of violence.
Yeah, you are in the Buski.
This is not enough. It's what it never was.
Welcome, guys. I'm Nadina. How's everybody? Let's start from there.
Yeah, right. Then we're bam.
High school, ice projects, ice everything, ice life, generally, my people.
Hey, Yoma Asu, how is Asu treating people?
Oh my man, wala for who care about us, school aside us like this, my bro.
Hey, wait, let your lecturer hear you. Mr. Lecturer Timothy, hope you are hearing your boy.
Now them sabi, my guy. Our listeners, how you guys doing? Hope you're doing very fine. It's good to be here again. We are here, we have brought everything we have. And of course, you know, in the B now, we have brought everything we have. We are ready to give you guys back to track. Whoops.
Back to back.
Moving swiftly.
We're going to run trying at the shoes.
What did you say, Akeem? What did you say?
Nothing. Move on. Moving on.
Okay. None? So we have no guests until this episode now. So I'm just with the guys. The one OGs, my people. And today we are going to be talking about that's foundational wahala. That's like the title for today's episode, foundational wahala. So people can be thinking, we can be foundational wahala like this. I don't know. It's like how many weeks now, Akeem? When did that thing happen? Like 3 weeks ago? If not 1 month, yeah. That stuff happened. The foundational issue, and we have just come to discuss it. Let's just see what we feel, Abi. Yeah, that's few people reached out to us. It would be nice if we talked about it. So we said, fuck it, why not? So we are here to talk about foundational Black American race. I don't know if you have heard it before. Or if you don't understand like everything, let me just like give a brief explanation of what that is. So basically, foundational Black American is like a slur, like a slang. It's not really a thing yet. Commonly used by African Americans who descend from transatlantic slave trade. That's, they are Blacks, of course, like you and me, but the only thing we say, Omeru, no, they are like slaves. Like their forefathers.
Say the only thing, not the thing be that. They don't get sense.
Their forefathers were slaves then. So they are now that's, so now they're like full time. When they give birth to them, you know, they were giving birth to them and stuff. So they're like Americans, Black Americans, quote unquote. So the thing about, okay, let me just give like a brief that. So it is commonly used to boost like one's ego. They're using it to boost their ego and also shame other Black, and that's other Africans that are Black like them. That's other Black immigrants who are living hostile situations to come and see greener pastures and their own destinies abroad where they already are. That's where they were giving birth to and stuff. So like, if you feel that they should be like a special treatment for them, something like that. So it's just like, what did that guy call it, daddy? He said diaspora omonile. They're like claiming diaspora what advantage is them versus advantage. So really crazy, man. That thing really cost big stuff like this. And you trust Nigerians now. Nigeria is like the giant of Africa, always carrying Africa on our back.
Yeah.
Now we carry the matter for head, and we made sure we trashed everything out clearly and made and gave our own opinion, of course. So Akeem, what do you see about foundational? Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you think about foundational Black Americans? Do you think it's a thing?
I think they're just smoking with, they are lazy. And according to almost every of my friends that have gone to America, they're basically like, and it's kind of the same issues, that the same response I get from Nigerians that go to South Africa. No shades, and all the shades still. Both people, all they just want to do is eat chicken and play with dicks. That is just the truth about them. And they don't realize that they are lazy as hell. Look at that guy. He was complaining about, whatever is Tariq, the only Tariq I know is
Tariq St. Patrick. That's what everybody thought to, like, I'm on Tariq the trend. Who is Tariq? Hope he's not Tariq from Power. Yeah, like, I was very scared.
As in, that's the only one man I know. This one is just a fool.
And I went to check, and I saw that, it's not my boy Tariq. Oh, now, one Mumu, like, this is the trend unnecessarily.
Okay, back to what I was saying. Yeah. So what I think about the entire issue, I just think he's dumb and uneducated, and honestly, he doesn't know what he's up to at all.
So, Yeni?
Yeah.
So, is he racist? Do you think it is racist, like, because people are actually spurning the racist talk from it? Because what I feel he's trying to do is, okay, since we cannot catch up, with the whites, that's they are blacks, their foundation are quote unquote. So they are not trying to give their own self level. So okay, if we are getting, if white people are getting white privileges, why not foundational Black Americans get foundational privileges compared to it's sounding purely racist, man. Like, and people don't really get the things is like on point and stuff.
The same color. They are fighting for Africa, because they're always taking Africa everywhere and there. If you're going to call them out, say, if you're supposed to say African American or American African, like, there's always the word African in their.
They say you should not identify like that. Though. Somebody in the comment section, I'll be of one of the tweets like that. The guy said it's even wrong for everybody should. That's. Even though you are black skinned, that your color is black and your race is black,
okay,
you should not be called black. I was not like, what should I be called? Said any other person should identify as any other thing, but they own that tag and nobody should come and steal that like canopy from them. I was like, bro, who be these niggas? These niggas, they high on crack or something, because if it's not crack,
opinion.
Bro,
crack kid.
We reporish you, mad people just did.
Okay, moving on.
So Akeem, do you think Africans are the do you think Africans are the cause?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I said, do you think Africans are the cause of African Americans losing their jobs and opportunities? Because that's part of what they complained about. They were like, they want to have like
Africans don't collect it, the Mexicans will collect it. If Africans don't collect them, Mexicans go collect them.
I think we are doing them.
Stop playing with us.
They are not, most of them are not even upskilling. Like the Tariq guy, for example. That guy, according to what we heard, he said he's a high school dropout. Imagine street. So you will be a high school dropout with field music, rapper career. One can compare yourself to Nigerian, we be say after secondary school, we ain't finishing. Like, you wrote IELTS, wrote
most
SAT,
of the people wrote masters,
bro, wrote different exams, carry water, Oniyo, money from pepe, money from salt, money from onion, money from locust bean. Your mama and papa is and send them go abroad. Tell them, say, make you remember where you come from, go there, be the best you can be, finish degree, do masters. Most of them, we even do PhD. You now start comparing yourselves with them, bro. Like, the sky is big for everybody to fly. You are not upskilling. you're not upgrading, you're just there and you want chances to come to you, like opportunities to be, how will I put it? The thing is just really crazy, man. Like, there's no even way to even think about it. The thing is wrong on all shades, man. All shades like this. Yeah, that's just it. So, Akim, as I was saying, what do you really think can be like a solution to this issue? The issue generally.
I have two solutions. Which one do you want to hear? Peace or violence?
Bring the boat now, bro. I'm here for violence. I'm here for peace. Bring anyone.
No violence. We take guns, we invade America and shoot all the foundation like idiots away.
I'm not with you on that one, no.
You said violence. Carry
the owner of this pod. I don't identify as the owner of this pod right now. It's what Akim said. Akim, you are the owner of the world. And you are being held to. Guy, they go hold you by your words. You are not there. I don't subscribe to violence.
Jokes aside. Yeah. I do not support mass killings. I do not support criminal activities. But honestly, the only solution is just to try and educate them and keep chopping all their money away. That's just the thing. When they wake up, they'll wake up. This guy said, Omotoba Jafafa, you know that song.
Yeah.
So like, when you don't wake up, it's
even getting worse now. The guy does not even know anything. Like this now, people don't even really have to come to your country or be immigrants before they can even collect foundational money. Oh, Sarah. I go there, they upskill like this for my product management course as I go. They collect gig. You saw my friend recently now. Shout out my guy, Adebisi Johnson. He got a gig with the company in US, New York or so, as that's product guy, product designer. My man is there enjoying foundational money like this from Nigeria. And he's sweet to chop foundational money here.
Did he move to New York or is he working remotely?
Remote works now. I'm trying to say remote gigs is going to fucking because they don't know anything. They think people really need to come to their country that is filled with.
Who wants to come to their country?
I swear, unnecessary and whatnot. And their nonsense going by them. And
you know the life that's in Lagos, alone.
Yeah. If I'm collecting enough foundational money, I'll just stay in Lagos. Once you side in Lagos and be chilling. Mm-hmm. If I'm tired, I go to the UK or something.
Most friends.
UK for holiday, come back again. Is it concerned? Do I need to come to and live in a white man country for the rest of my life?
Bro,
to have fun.
If not that our country, our leaders are fucked up. Yeah, what is Nigeria that you cannot stay? Bro, our country is very interesting. What are we talking about? Enjoyment is sweet here, especially when you have money. You're not collecting foundational money, bro. You could just spend, the enjoy, literally, man. You could just enjoy. So, Yeni, do you have a solution? Do you think you have what do you think should be the solution to everything?
Like Akim said, you just need to be educated. Like, let them have an eye opener. I think that will work.
Waiting they won't educate them on it again. Don't they know that if they don't upskill, they cannot get the jobs? It's the job.
Yeah, that one is not our job. That's the job for the education.
They're kind of lazy. And they need to see the way people in Nigeria do their things. If they see that, I'm like, okay. Or people from Africa as a whole, because hustle is the main thing in Nigeria and Africa as a whole. So if they can hustle the way we do, they would realize that, okay, these people are hustling they are taking our jobs because they don't have any choice. So I think they should at least have an eye-opener about that.
Yeah, maybe if they clear them down, man, like this CB, maybe they will have sense. Cause I mean, I just think they should push everybody back to their countries, to their native land. I swear, these things cannot happen in UK.
America will be empty.
That is the thing. Black people are really the workforce at the end of the day.
It's not just black people. A lot of Americans are from Hispanic backgrounds and different cultures. True. You send everybody back. Was it Paris? It was cool.
True.
I don't think we should really give these guys too many attention, honestly.
Yeah, I think the attention later came down. Like when it came down, everything really wrapped up. My guy was trying to sell his book, like someone that is selling book inside the long bus in CMS. My man was trying to sell his book on the space that they told him, I'm buying your fucking book, Tariq. The thing was really crazy, man. But I just feel if there's because even his fellow black Americans that is trying to call foundationers as the ones that were there during the time of that their forefathers came there during the slave trade, blah blah blah. They were like, bro, what are you doing? Because at the end of the day, if you look at it, anytime there's an issue abroad, with us, maybe in America, with these black, foundational black Americans, it's still we African Americans, we Africans that stand up for them, like generalizing the black thing. Remember Black Lives Matter? Now we go see carry on for it, help them leave their trends, help them protest, blah, blah, blah. When it was our turn during NSAS, how many of the foundational people do you see tweeting anything about NSAS or are we not blacks again? Bro, Colori Duriem, let everybody hold their head and know who they stand for at the end of the day, man. These people, calm down, Akim, we'll soon get to that segment. Like, they don't claim the African right, except if it's beneficial. When is anything beneficial like this, they now want to identify and enjoy the full distance of being black. And it's nothing to write them about. I just feel sure. Let everybody just know what they are doing at the end of the day. That's just like my own 2 cents. I'll be, we'll have to see. So moving swiftly, Hakim, we introduced, I don't know if anybody remembers, but we introduced new segments to our podcast to make it interesting and more lively and entertaining for you guys. So this segment is now going to be the segment where Hakim gives us recommendation, movies, music or whatnot, anything. So Hakim, the floor is yours.
Check it on.
Okay. For music, try Headliner by NSG. For movies, if you've not watched if you've not watched Tinder Swindler, I recommend you do. If you've watched it, please join the Power Train. Join the new Book 4. It's really, really dope.
Power is also good. I've not seen that Swindler though.
Go and watch it. If you want something a little bit more lighthearted, a little bit more comedy and well produced, Space Force should be out this week. It's a Netflix movie, and it's really, really, really interesting. And you can watch season one already. Season one is out already on Netflix. Season two is coming out tomorrow. Yes, February 18. Season two, episode one. In fact, everything, they're dropping 7 episodes tomorrow on Netflix. So don't forget to check it out. It's lighthearted. It's comedy. Very interesting and sensible comedy about America's dear and dear Space Force. If you want porno, Timothy or this person we recommend. What's her name? What's your name again? Fine girl. Yeni,
are you here? Did you really do that?
Yeni recommend porno for you.
Did you really ask Yeni? Yes. Did you really ask Yeni?
No, I wanted her to talk.
No. I want to be clear. Did you really ask Yeni's name? Yeni, do you see Hakim is not a good person? Hakim won't share your giddy, I swear.
He's a bad person.
Hakim won't share your
giddy. I want to honestly, that's what I said. What's her name again? You know, when you're keeping quiet, you're going all mute, serious girl. And I recommend porno for them.
What is your recommendations?
Yeah, so up to the next segment, Yeni, it's your segment, so you should handle.
Okay, so it's a question and answer segment, you all. First question I have here is from JJ. Said, that's for our first podcast. The question came from our first
episode
podcast.
Of the year.
Said, okay. The first podcast of the year. Said, did you guys set a new goal or you are just going to pick it from where you stopped last year? That means, are we looking for resolutions or we are just going to start afresh, like a new goal? So that was the question. Timothy, you want to answer?
Did I really set new goals? Yes. Why did I set new goals? Of course, I started something new towards the end of the year. That's last year. So I had to like set goals of what I wanted to reach in the new thing I started. So definitely, I did set new goals. Yeah, I did set some new goals. And I hope to meet them.
Okay. Akim?
Not really. It's mostly continue. And the goal is set for itself already. I'm not a big fan of what is New Year resolution.
New Year, new me.
No loose focus.
All those things are BS, my man.
Everybody get your focus and aim for that and keep going for that. Keep going for that thing. All those yearly goals is almost a waste of your time because more often than not, goals are not built overnight. That's just child's play that we're made to believe. Mm-hmm. As you grow older, right. You need to learn a lot of things.
That's and nice. That's one of them. And for me too, I didn't really set new goals. I'm just flowing with the vibe. Like what happened last year, I'm just continuing. It's a continuation stuff. It's a gradual process. So that's that on that. Next one is a suggestion for another segment from our viewers, from our listeners, sorry. Said, can you all introduce a weekly rundown of trending news?
Weekly rundown of trending news. Yeah. Most times we bring trends because this foundational dance, this current topic is based on trend that happened recently. So of course we can work on something, we work on something basically. Abi, guys, what do you think?
Okay. I think that's nice.
Did I get that? Is someone asking for news?
He said, comes like a weekly rundown of trending news. Since our bio on IG says we deal with trending news and stuff, so he was asking if we could do a weekly rundown of trending news.
Well, Hakim. It's still the same thing, guys. We're just going to improve. Maybe they want more regular. The person wants more regular, episodes. I will definitely work on that. Yeah. So that's all for today. Really, nothing much. But I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I hope you enjoyed every single bit of it. We enjoyed ourselves, no cap, Abi, guys. Yeah. It was really lit.
I actually enjoyed this episode. Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed.
So don't forget, guys, as usual, you can
don't forget we're the foundational Yoruba men.
Man, what about Akeem? You are used to pushing me off. Akeem, really?
Akeem na pai try chi guy, toxic masculinity. You should finish him. I'm here for it, guy. Me on either see, I'll not even say one word. Finish him. Akeem na toxic person. I swear. He does that.
Toxic person.
Akeem practices toxic masculinity. I don't know, Akeem. You know, be better person. I always tell you. And I'm roasting you right here on the board, man. Honestly. Baba has gone mute. You're not saying.
It's not good.
So, guys.
So good. Just.
Don't forget. You can ask any questions, you can reach out to us, you can drop suggestions or whatnot. Anything you want us to know, you can drop it on our pages. We are now on Instagram. You see it in the link in the description of this episode. You're going to see everything you need to know. So don't forget to follow us on our socials, Twitter and Instagram. At the Nigerian Experience Podcast. Let me just give like the details of how it is written. At NIG for Nigeria, shorts for Nigeria. Experience is instead of EX, it is XPERIENC. That's just experience without the first E. So the NIG experience on every platform. IG, IG and Twitter rather. So guys, thank you guys. Don't forget to tell your friends and family about Akeem, calm down, man. I'm still telling them I'm still trying to put something out there. Don't forget to reach out, guys. Don't forget to tell your friends and family about the pod. Don't forget to give us our ratings and reviews, of course, very important. And of course, as I said initially, you can drop your views and takes on the current episode. Use the TNEP hashtag, TNEP, that stands for the Nigerian Experience Podcast, so we can get your comments faster. And you can also maybe talk about it or something. So if you want to reach out to us or anything, that's just it. Thank you so much, guys. So Akeem, you were saying, NEP?
Yeah, you know one thing, Zoom is not allowing you to yab me today. Every time you try to yab me, Zoom will just disconnect. Pam.
You are trying to beef yourself.
Again. You fell off again.
And again.
What did you say? Sorry, so
that's probably Yeni's people fighting for her. Akim, you know they treat you anyway, or they tell you every time. Akim, don't treat her well. And ahead,
Yeni is a
trash. Akim, you are trash.
Yeni, you're a baby girl. The problem is that Gorilla. Gorilla. What is Gorilla machine? I'm not going to go.
Don't believe him. Don't believe him. That's how men do. That's all this.
People like him.
That's how
you don't even need to tell me. I know he's kind.
There's a reason now.
Akim, we have non-Yoruba listeners. We have listeners from like 3 different countries abroad. Akim.
I'm sorry, I'm a foundational Yoruba man. Sorry.
So guys, thank you guys for coming on to this episode.
Signing out.
You guys can like give your out words, like I'll be your outro. What do you think? What do you want to tell listeners? What do you want to tell your people?
Don't forget, do what excites. Life is short. If there's a girl you want to ask her out.
Akim, why is everything always centering on girls? Akim, this is not.
I just call Bijadi, is an advice. That's all I have to say. The next you be serious with life.
Sorry, man. I don't know what to do about Akim's issue, to be very honest.
I'm going
to
sign up with this. I saw this tweet earlier. Said, it's not everyone you call a mentor that is rightfully a mentor. Period.
Voila. Me, I know they even find me like this. If my mentor needs to give me money, make him go sit down. The only person who could give me money now be my mentor like this as I did. So guys, yeah, there's also ASU Strike out there. I mean, we have quite a number of students as listeners. So you guys should make sure you upskill. Don't just, because this strike is even looking like it's going to be longer. You guys should not just take this strike for anyhow this thing. Try upskill, get a skill, man. Either digital or not. Just get a skill. So, guys, thank you very much. That's a wrap for today. We are going to see you on the next episode. Oh, love, guys.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.